B'tachon for life, Shir 18:12, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlacha. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlacha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing Sefer, and it's important to understand that as we advance to higher and higher levels, it becomes very delicate, it becomes a very sensitive feeling. And it's something that's not easily attained, and it can easily be lost. We're trying to develop a feeling that the Ribbono Shel Olam is for sure going to save us. We expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. And it's built on constant reminders of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we explained over the past few days. We gave examples when a person makes brachas to try to internalize and feel the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's important to understand that these madrigas, these levels, are not attained overnight. It takes constant effort. The creatures of the world that have natural savor, the regular animals of the world, naturally turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have no independence. So therefore, for them, it's a no-brainer, so to speak, to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. But for us, especially since we're accustomed to feeling independent, to feeling as if we can solve the problems, it's much, much more difficult to feel it. So you have to understand that this is something that takes time. It's a subtle feeling, and even when you attain it, there are days that you'll have it, the situations that you'll have it, and then the situations that you won't. Not to get discouraged if you feel like at certain times you won't have it. It's something that takes time, it's something that takes effort, and you have to understand that every step brings you closer. Every time you make a bracha and you try to feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you this drink of water or whatever else you're making a bracha on, you're drilling into you, into your subconscious, the ability to feel safer and higher levels of betachon. The ability to feel as if the Ribbono Shel Olam's your father and he's taking care of you. The main thing is not to get discouraged. Keep putting in the effort. You will, be'ezra Hashem, get there. Every effort helps you advance in all levels of bitachon. And even if you don't feel that you're by Sefer, you can still be by Techeles. There are other levels that you can attain. But it's important to understand that this is a lifelong effort. It takes constant thought and constant appreciation because it's not natural. It's not natural by a human being. It's natural by an animal, by plants, by other things, but it's not natural by a human being. It should be natural, but unfortunately, because of the circumstances that we live in, it's not. And therefore, it takes constant effort. And some days we'll get there, and some days we won't. The main thing is not to lose the momentum. The more effort we put in, the closer we get to the goal.